This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A recent House hearing focused on improper labeling of dairy products. We'll have more right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
The Food and Drug Administration performs the critical task of providing consumers with clear nutritional information by enforcing labeling standards, but there is still work to be done on the misuse of terms on labels. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin said she's worked for years with farmers and dairy processors to eliminate the misuse of dairy terms in labeling imitation dairy products. During a recent hearing, Baldwin said that studies show conclusively that consumers mistakenly believe that plant-based alternatives are nutritionally equivalent or superior to dairy products. James Jones, Deputy Commissioner of Human Foods at the FDA, testified during the hearing about why the FDA only instituted voluntary labeling guidance.
If a plant-based milk alternative is labeled as milk instead of, for example, soy milk, that would be a violation. That is not allowable. The law doesn't prohibit the term milk in the labeling of such products as long as the name itself is not misleading. And we have a compelling amount of research that consumers are not misled by using terms such as soy milk or oat milk. They understand that it is not milk. So on the issue of using the term milk, you have to characterize what it is derived from. So it has to say soy milk or oat milk. You can't just say milk on such a label.
The FDA does ask manufacturers to label their products as not nutritionally equivalent to dairy products. Jones said that voluntary guidance is proving insufficient.
As you pointed out, we said we encourage manufacturers of these products to identify that they are not nutritionally equivalent to a dairy product. We have gotten a fair amount of comment that that is not adequate, and then we are taking that comment under consideration. Ultimately, I can't say where we will land that issue, but the nutritional equivalence issue is very much on our radar, and as I said, we've gotten a fair amount of comment along the lines that you've described around nutritional equivalence.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.